This is the Seabed Daily Text. When symbols obscure the signs. John 15:1-4. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Consider this. They are walking now with the upper room in the rearview mirror, in the Garden of Gethsemane in their sights. As they pass by the temple complex, they look up at the grand edifice, and there at the top of the structure, they see a vine carved into the stone. This was Israel's great symbol. I am the true vine, he tells them. The whole Israel project had been a failure. Despite every effort of the Father, the vine of this one great nation had failed. As they crossed the Kidron Valley, I wonder if they passed by an active vineyard. It strikes me that Jesus was setting up a massive contrast for his followers. On the one hand, this incredible institution marked by grand buildings and run by the power structures of a prestigious establishment. On the other hand, this ordinary vineyard was flourishing with grapes, and yet in need of constant tending and care. The structure depended on its systems. The vineyard depended on its vine dresser. When our symbols come to represent our systems and structures, instead of the signs for which it stands, it's only a matter of time before the signs disappear. This is why the signs and sayings of Jesus are so critical. Each one of them, in its own way, indicts the system and its hypocrisy and reveals the truth of the true God and all his glory. We would be well served to go back and reread the Gospels with this in mind. In the very first sign, Jesus, the true vine, turns water into wine. He completes it with the sign in an upper room as he lifts the cup and offers it to his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins." His very first saying was, "I am the bread of life." He completes it with the sign in an upper room as he breaks bread and gives it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you." The whole thing holds together in such mystical integrity and concrete practicality, only God could have imagined it. In fact, the only way God could reveal it was by coming himself. And isn't that the miracle of it all? How the complexity of it all coheres so simply and comes together so completely in the person of Jesus, Messiah. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. This is the pruning we need, a cutting away and a discarding of all the complexity we have created in our own religious establishments, that we might get back to the piercing simplicity of the true vine and the God of the garden. The prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who reveals the truth to us in his very personhood. Expose all of the false vines we turn to for the life only Jesus can give. Prune us. Grant us the mercy of showing us what we are really trusting in, and give us the courage to return to you with all of our hearts, to place our trust in you alone, whatever it takes. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions: what insight is the Holy Spirit impressing on you in today's text? Number two, how have our symbols obscured the signs? Are we saluting our symbols? What would it mean to re-embrace the sign who is Jesus? And number three, what false vines have you or do you tend to trust in for your life? Will you welcome the new pruning? It's not something you have to do for yourself. He will do it. Will you let him? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.